Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 23rd of December, 2009. It's the birthday of the poet Robert Bly, born 1926 in Madison, Minnesota. He said, "One day while studying a Yeats poem, I decided to write poetry the rest of my life. I recognized that a single short poem has room for history, music, psychology, religious thought, mood, occult, speculation, character, and events of one's own life." It's the birthday of Norman MacLean, born in Clarinda, Iowa, 1902, grew up in Missoula, Montana, who said, "In our family, there was no clear line between religion and fly fishing. We lived at the junction of great trout rivers in western Montana, and our father was a Presbyterian minister and a fly fisherman who tied his own flies and taught others. He told us about Christ's disciples being fishermen, and we were left to assume that all first-class fishermen on the Sea of Galilee were fly fishermen, and that John, the favorite, was a dry fly fisherman." Norman MacLean was the author of the novella A River Runs Through It. It's the week of Christmas, a week of great stories, O. Henry's The Gift of the Magi, Dickens's A Christmas Carol, and lesser-known stories, too, such as John Updike's story The Carol Sing, about residents of the little town of Tarbox, Massachusetts, who meet at the Tarbox Town Hall every year to rehearse Christmas carols for the annual concert. And this year they're rehearsing the first Noel and Adeste Fidelis, and this time of the year is spent in good cheer, and neighbors together do meet to sit by the fire with friendly desire each other in love to greet. And they're missing the only man able to sing the low notes, Mr. Burley, who had what you'd have to call a God-given bass, who had committed suicide just after Thanksgiving. The members of the chorus go on rehearsing, hitting the wrong notes, wondering why Mr. Burley swallowed cyanide, nobody talking about him, all of them missing him. The narrator says, "Why? Well, why anything? Why do we come every year, sure as the solstice, to carol these antiquities that, if you listen to the words, would break your heart? Silence, darkness, Jesus, angels. Better, I suppose, to sing than to listen." From John Updike's story, The Carol Sing. Here's a poem for today by Gerald Lachlan, entitled At the University College of North Wales at Bangor. "Most of my students here are very poor. I seldom see them in the pubs. They cannot really afford the prices. As winter hits, they have to decide whether to spend their shillings on the coin-operated heaters or on food. I suspect that heat often wins. You can freeze to death quicker than you will starve. Their incentive is that they will presumably have more comfortable lives if they survive the minimalist conditions of college. The government gives them a small grant from which to buy books. We are encouraged to require very few books. A book is a valued art object here. I never hear a complaint here, and no one misses a tutorial without the most profuse and formal of apologies. In California, my students and I and everyone else, also including the movie stars and politicians and pro athletes, seldom stop for breath in the midst of a constant bitching." A poem entitled At the University College of North Wales at Bangor by Gerald Lachlan, from his new and selected poems published by World Parade Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry, featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.